God, just thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody that's here. Thank you for my wife making that announcement that she's going to bring the word next week. Thank Amen. I've been speaking that to her for a long time. It just lets you know that seeds do work. Amen. Yeah. Just keep investing, and they come up by themselves. You know, they don't need your help.
Right.
They just need to be placed in the sunlight, and the sun going to do what the sun going to do. Yeah. And so that's what we are teaching on today, is our position in Christ. It was funny how Anthony just kind of piggybacking off how he said, sometimes when you take L's, you actually are winning. And just a real experience within this past week, I had to go get my oil change, and my time has been very precious these last 2 weeks. And I remember they called me, say, Mr. Thompson, your car is ready. I was like, cool. So I went to go get my car, and it wasn't ready. And like, this 15 minutes was going to get into some things I had to do with the job corps and some other stuff. And I'm like, dude, y'all said my car was going to be ready. In my heart, I'm like, this is going to set me back some things. And I kind of wanted to, you know, say something to him in my heart. Man, I just kind of felt the Holy Spirit to say, relax, I got this. It's going to be all right. And I'm like, yeah, Lord, but I'm about to be laid back for my job and this and that. And that's when the reality sets in of Christ. Amen. We can sing these songs all day, but if we don't know our real position, that God got us, y'all. It doesn't matter if I'm going to be late. He knows that I'm doing my best. And I said, you know what? All right, I'm just going to wait. And he was like, Mr. Thompson, you was just patient with us. We said that it was going to be ready, and we didn't honor our word. And we just like to thank you for your patience. Actually, next couple of times you come, it's going to be on us. I said, oh, cool. You know what I mean? And then that whole day actually worked out where, you know, they gave us some extra time. My boss wasn't tripping. It was just, when you rest in God, man, and you just allow him to have it before you get your flesh in the way, It's always benefiting not just the other person, but it benefits you. And so our position is in Christ. We're not coming to try to get a victory. We're in this earth and we already got the victory because of what Jesus has done for us. And so when we come to this world, we're not coming saying, what can you give me? We're coming not as victims, but as victors. I remember being in missionary school, and I remember everybody was telling me about this teacher. Oh, man, this teacher, he flunked me for the last 3 years. This is my third year coming here. I'm like, what is going on? What? This is a cult or something, y'all? Yeah, man, we don't know, man. When we do our last presentation, it's 50% of our grade. And at that time, I had I was doing this for a job. I was actually working for a missionary agency, and if I didn't come back and pass this class, then I was going to lose my job. And so I was just hearing about how this guy was just tormenting people, and actually at the end, he actually forgave everybody, but we had to make this certain presentation, one by writing a paper and another presentation where we had to make a public presentation for 20 minutes. And so everybody was going up there so nervous, so timid. And one lady got up there and she just froze. I'm like, keep talking. You're going to get, you know, an F. And she just said, I can't do this anymore. And she dropped the mic and she ran out the door. And the guy just said, next. I'm like, hold on, this ain't of Christ. I said, shouldn't somebody go get her? You know, if you want to, go ahead. We ain't got time for this because we got to minister to these kids. And you got to make sure that you present in the spirit of excellence. And I remember it was my turn to go up next. And everybody else was looking at me like, man, Wendy, you just don't know. You just don't know. And it's an attitude that came up in me. I said, hold on, man. This dude ain't finna dictate my life. God ain't gave me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of a sound mind. I ain't finna let this dude rock my boat. See, the spirit of Christ don't make you no punk. It actually release a boldness inside of you that says, I ain't gonna take this.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And so when I went up there, you know, actually I knocked it out the park. And he had everybody stand up and give me a, you know, standing ovation and stuff. And I was like, it's whatever. Because I'm not doing this for him. I'm in a relationship with God. I'm here because of God. so I can learn how to minister to the children, not so I can get a good grade. This is just the byway. See, your situation is not about your situation. It's about your relationship with God. It's about the treasure that's in your heart with Him. So if your position is wrong, then you're going to see wrong. I remember I was at the Mills Mall, and they do these presentations where if you sign up, they'll give you $7. And I'll be like, hey, I get a free meal. And they have these flashes of like Pepsi products and Coca-Cola products flash in front of you. And you have to choose which one you've seen out of the thing. And at the end, I think I chose one of the products. I don't really remember. But the guy said, he said, man, okay, I see your results. We're going to give you $7. And it seemed like, you know, you chose Coke a lot. So I was like, yeah, yeah. You know, that's because I said, oh, I don't know why I chose it. And he said, it's not about what you chose. We're not seeing what you like. We're seeing what's been displayed in front of your eyes the most. I said, hold on, what you talking about? That mean I ain't got a choice in it? He said, you think you're choosing this.
Oh, wow.
You are choosing exactly what has been presented in front of you. We are here just to see what the world is being presented the most so we can get on board. I said, hold on now. That means that whatever been displayed in front of my eyes, that's what I'm going to choose subconsciously.
Wow.
And that's the word of God in our hearts.
Yeah.
See, on this direction, I love this one. On he's seen three sticks. On this direction, he's seen how many? Four sticks. Neither of their eyes are betraying them. They're both telling the truth in their eyes. Mm-hmm. But it's the position of where you're at. It's how you're going to see life. If you see yourself as a victim and nothing ever works out for me and poor me, then anytime anything hits you in life, that's what you're going to project. But if you say, hold on, it's more with us than it is with them. God got angels all camped around me right now, wherever I go, so I can relax. I can thank Jesus that I already got the victory coming up in this joint.
Say it, brother.
Let's go.
I already got it. So I ain't got to argue with this mechanic to get it.
Let's go, Yahshua.
I got it when I came in. Favor is coming in when you come in the door. But if you think you're coming to get favor, let me rub a little bit off you, brother. No. You're coming because I got favor and I'm releasing it out into this earth. It's a mentality switch that we have to do, that we get to do, and you can't do it. It's as you see him, as he changes you, because he positions you with Christ. Okay, don't take my word for it. Let's read the word. Matthew 6:21 says, "Whenever your wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you are have that you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. Now, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. That is why I tell you. Now see, we got to read in all of it, okay? That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink, enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothes? Yeah. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And are not you far more valuable to him than they are?
Yes, Lord.
Can all your worries add a single moment of your life? What is God saying in the scripture? If you look at yourself as a survivor, then you'll never be able to see a vision. If you look at life saying, how can I get by? But if you look at life saying, God has already blessed me to get by. So what can I use in my hands? Because everything you touch will be made out of gold. So it's not about trying to make it, because that will be the issue in your heart. How can I survive? How can I survive? This is about vision. I forgot to go to the store, so I had to go to 7-Eleven and get these for my illustration, these seeds. I said this when I was in the hotel and I was preaching this. I said, do you see seeds or do you see a forest? When you have vision, you see forest. When you're only thinking about here right now, I'm about to crack over these seeds and eat them. But that's how we think. That's how our mentality has been trained. Instant gratification. I want it now. I want to see Keisha preach 7 years ago. No, well, guess what? As you apply seed, it will happen. Be patient. Allow the process to happen. You ain't got to fear nobody into doing nothing. You ain't got to fear yourself into doing nothing. Just plant the seed and allow it to grow. Now the seed is growing of itself, and now you get to eat from the branch. It's not about being a survivor. He says, don't worry about what the food and the drink and the stuff like that. Let me tell you something. The more I worry about food and drink and clothes, the more it pushes itself away from me. When I think about vision, oh my God. I go the extra mile sometimes. I'm like, man, I'm doing more and above. What's happening? Because I'm vision minded, not survival minded. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This is in every area of life. Even when you don't see the cross correctly and you think it's by your good merit that you're going to be saved. No. We do the communion all the time where it shows you that some people, they perish because what? They're not discerning that it's the body and the blood that you're not condemned. You know, I used to work with this little guy. He's a little Jewish guy, about this tall, and he's a multimillionaire at a shoe company. And he used to come in, drive his little car to work. You know, it was an inexpensive car. And he used to make his little turkey sandwiches at lunch. He'd bring all this food. And I'm like, I'm going to get some Chinese food that's like $10 a day. And I've just seen him cut back on a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, you know, what caused you to do like live your life like that? He said, well, I'm thinking about my kids and my kids' kids and my kids' kids and my cousins and bringing them onto this business. So I'm not just thinking about me. See, he had a vision in his heart and it touched other people. And when we have a vision, we don't eat seed, we plant seed and allow that seed to grow so we can give to others. Selfishness eats the seed. Not saying that I'm gonna eat these seeds today, but what I'm trying to spell out to you, that God is giving you energy, God is giving you mobility, God is giving you something. Like Keisha was saying, you got a gift. You read the scriptures. It's one person said, well, I knew that you was a cruel guy, so I planted my gift and I didn't do nothing with it. He said, you evil servant. Why? Because that gift was supposed to flourish so somebody else can see Jesus. God loves you and he knows that he created you with a purpose. And he wants you to know that you are not a survivor. I've given you vision. He's going to preach about that next week. Amen. So how, Wendell, do we get from a wrong our position in Christ and get placed in a good position in our mindset? Because sometimes we go into it with the wrong mindset. You know, this is even with military. If you got 10 people on top of a hill and 100 people on the bottom hill, the 10 people on top is going to win. Not because it's more of them. It's because they're in the better position. They got the higher ground. And then in Christ, you have the higher ground. You ain't got to go around saying, I want to beat the enemy up. The enemy is already defeated through the blood, okay? So let's go through and show how the enemy is defeated. Revelation 12:10, we're going to show you three aspects of understanding and aligning your mindset so you know that your position is already won, okay? And it says, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb. We were singing about this morning, amen? And their testimonies, and they did not love themselves so much that they were afraid to die. But let's start with first. We won first, and we are saved by the blood. No matter what you've done wrong, the blood protects you. And, you know, when I was a kid, I just thought this was a cliche. Oh, we plead the blood over this situation. We, you know what I mean? But the blood is real, y'all. When the blood, when you say, I believe that the blood is why, I remember the first time we had a real life incident at our house where somebody was about to lose their life. And my mom and my dad called so many people, and we was praying, and we was praying that this person would make it. And we was just saying, you know what? The blood of Christ is over that person. They're going to make it. The doctor said that they was going to die. And I was a kid saying, that's what the doctor said. I was screaming. I was crying that night. I was hurt that night. But they kept on saying, you know what? Because of what Jesus did, they're going to make it out of this situation. And they did. So when I hear about the blood, it's not a game that I play. It's a reality to me. And it gives you boldness of knowing if I made a mistake, that the blood has covered it. If I make a mistake, it's already covered. So I don't have to act out of fear. I act out of love. Well, if I do this business venture and I mess up, guess what? It's a happening, but it is not who I am. Separate your identity from a mistake. You are not a mistake. That is a happening that happened here. That can't reveal who you are. I was watching that guy that did the McDonald's thing, and it took him 30 years just to build one successful store pretty much. And I was like, man, he messed up. All them years it took him. But guess what? He you know, they finally got it going in their 50s or something like that. But it don't matter how long it takes. See, this is what we think. Oh man, we did it 30 times. Well, you might say, I messed up 30 times. But when you see through God's eyes, you say, I found out 30 ways of how not to do it. Victor or victim? Which one are you seeing from? Christ is with you. So you don't have the opportunity to get in the victimhood. You in Christhood, you already won. So you saved by the blood, man. Don't let nobody tell you different. So that's one of the ways that you speak. You speak coming from the blood, okay? Ephesians 2:6 says, and he had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in what? In Christ. Jesus is sitting by the right hand of the Father, and you are right there with him. What does the right hand mean? The right hand means the power hand. So as he is, so are you in this world. Well, I don't know, man, because such prayed, I ain't see no results. And what they got to do with him? That in the age to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. That means that even if I make a mistake, he's going to continue to show his riches and kindness towards me through Christ Jesus. It's not about building your identity. It's getting your identity in Christ. When it all comes down to it, I'm just a child of God that he loves. That's the reason why if something happens wrong over here, I can still stay in here. You know, people just throws me out. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I'm pastor. I'm bishop. They can't separate them. No, this is what you do. But you are a child of God. I'm a person that counsel, but guess what? I'm first a child of God. So if I don't ever counsel again, if I don't ever preach again, if I don't ever be a doctor, or if I don't never be a pastor, guess what? I'm still loved by God. And my identity is not wrapped up in what I do, it's wrapped up in who I am. Yeah. But when we can't separate the two, then when a disaster happens over here, we say we are the disaster. No, separate yourself from that. It's an accident, but you are not the accident. You was involved in the accident, but you are not the accident. That's Satan's accusing you. He been accusing you before you even got here. One scripture is saying, was it your sins or was it your parents' sins or why you born blind? He was accusing them in the womb. Well, they was in the womb. Hey, party over here. We sinning in the womb. No, they was. He said, man, I was born blind. I was born like this. I didn't do nothing to get this. But the accusation was coming to his heart. And that's where the blood cleanses you. I don't care what condition I got. I don't care what the doctor says. I'm clean. And you have to say that with boldness. You get to say that with boldness. That's where the boldness comes from, man. Knowing that it's not by your power, it's by his power. That you have been put in the best position in Christ. Amen. Another one says, am by their testimonies. You defeat them by placing yourself in the testimony. You know how David defeated Goliath? Because he said he remembered he beat the bear. God was with me. When the lion I had to face, God was with me. Each and every area, he was with them. And he remembered what happened. And so when I look at Goliath, he's going to be with me in this. Sometimes we forget what God has done for us and we catch spiritual amnesia. Like we forgot. I said, do you remember what he just did for you? I remember a case where I was talking to a brother. I'm like, man, he just blessed you with so much. You don't be a prisoner of the moment. Think and remember, write down. I have people do this in counseling. Write down all the good things. And before they can even get to the second page, they start crying. Why? Because Satan trying to make you forget that God's been good to y'all. He's a thief, yeah, but he's a thief of trying to make you forget that he loves you no matter what.
Come on.
Testimony. Tell the testimony. You know, we was just at Job Corps, and I remember some people like, man, these kids ain't gonna never change. I was talking to somebody up there. I don't even know the person. But, and, you know, it's so easy to fit in. It's like, yeah, man, but no. He says, tell the testimonies in testing times. Me and Keisha watch Law and Order. It's so many people that they can give a testimony, but they won't because they in fear. Because if they tell this testimony, it's going to lock this person up, but they afraid that this person ain't going to love them no more. Don't be imprisoned by the world. Tell the testimony that, hey, you know what? God going to be good, man. He going to change some people's lives in here. See, I sound a little funny when I say that to the world. When he just got through dissing and saying, these kids ain't going to never change. I say, well, we don't know. Yeah. Who you think you are? I belong to Christ. Yeah. Woo! You belong to Christ. But it's a peer pressure. It's a pressure from this world. It's a spiritual pressure that wants to say, yeah, I just want to fit in. So let me just say, yeah, these kids ain't going to be nothing. So they can be happy with me. No. Tell the testimony.
Come on.
I got a family member in my family that was a part of the Job Corps that was involved with some stuff. And now he's playing on TBN. Got a real good job, honest guy with his life and his family. So I know it can be done. See, what am I doing? I'm rehearsing. Don't talk to people that see three. Talk to people that see four. If you want to know how it's done, if you're looking for a miracle, you're looking for something, I never go and say, how can I not start a church and talk to all these people? I talk to the people and say, how did you do it when it looked like it couldn't be done? Whichever one you talk to, that's where your treasure will be, and that's the only thing that you're going to hear. God can present something good for you, but if you got the wrong things in your heart, you'll self-contaminate yourself and push it away. I've seen people push good people away because they feel like they condemn and they don't deserve the person. Good jobs. Good, a lot of stuff. But when you say, you know what? I'm the righteousness of God. This job that I'm on right now, I say, you know what? I ain't going to take that payment. I'm going to go ahead and walk out the door. I love y'all. See y'all later. Oh, window, come back. Okay, we can work out with it. Okay, let's do this. Man. Let's do this deal then. Because God already gave me a number in my heart. And God has already given you a number in your heart, but don't compromise.
Come on now.
Because once you compromise, it's the language of the devil.
Man of God.
And when they said the right number, I said, okay, I come into agreement with that. But like I said, tell the testimony, amen. Think about what God has done for you. The power of your testimony. We are witnesses of God. But if you keep your mouth shut, then the criminal goes because you participated in a spirit of fear. Somebody in my neighborhood is doing something wrong. It's a culturally thing to say, well, don't snitch. Please. I'm finna tell on you, brother. You ain't gonna poison my neighborhood. But snitches get snitches. Almost made me say something. Listen, man, you really have to listen to the testimonies of others. Because they will go past your mind and you'll be culturally blind because you're just trying to fit in. People do bad business deals with people. Oh, well, that's just business. No, you got over on them. Oh, this is our culture of doing this, of hurting people and saying demonstratory words that tear people down. God loves you. You kings and queens. We don't supposed to be talking about killing one another. We're supposed to be talking about loving one another. So, you know, I'm all for having good fun, but always see, what is this? Is this promoting love of Christ? Is it bringing peace to my heart? Or is this a disturbance? Tell the testimony of what Jesus has done. Some people told testimonies in the Bible, and they caused them to get killed. I'm like, hold on, what? You're supposed to have life. But the testimony will not always be received by the world. You know what I mean? And for those that want him, it'll be received. Much, you know, Jesus, when he came into town, sinners wanted to come and embrace him. It's the world system that wanted to throw him away because you get to come and have free access. No matter if you've been doing this and that and the other, you get to come to me. Don't let the children, don't reject them from coming to them. He said, let them come. But it's the world system say, Peter even said, hold on, y'all got to back up. The anointing is on this guy. He rebuked Peter. No, tell him to come on. This is not something sacred from them. I want all of them to come. All right. So tell the testimony. You have received power because of the Holy Spirit is within you. When the Holy Spirit is within you, he rewrites tradition and places his truth in your heart. And say, stand up for what is right. Not because I'm trying to morally make it into heaven. Because the spirit of Christ is in me. I love people. All right. And they did not love their life so much that they were afraid to die. This is my last one, y'all. Listen, when you do anything, don't think about, you know, I don't know why we think about death for us, because it's not going to happen in your lifetime. As you have life, you're not even going to experience when, you know, when that happens. But when we think about death, I tell people to do this. Play out the worst scenario that can happen. Because Satan always want to torment you with this thought that's happened. Play it out and see what happens. You're going to be with the king. Either way, God loves you. He wanted to hold you. See, this might happen. You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. I said, what happened if I don't make it? Let's play this out and see what happens. Keep on rolling the projector, because at the end, I still win. So keep this film going. Don't let the Satan stop the film on you. Satan is a person who want to hold you hostage to your thoughts. What happened if they leave you? What happened if they leave you? Then somebody else come in and be a blessing to you. Keep on playing it. Yeah, okay, devil, let's keep on playing this out. Because either way, I'm going to have a victory. I'm not afraid to die, because my life is his life. We had a song like that, wasn't it? My life, his life, or something. It was a long time ago. But dying to self is dying to one's opinion. That's the reason why I can't stand going to barbershops sometimes, because they want to tell me everything. I'm like, man, listen, just cut my hair. You ain't no psychologist, brother. I'm sorry, I'm getting everywhere. But there is no have to in Christ. We get to die to our opinions. When I walked in that mechanic shop and they was late, you know, I had an opinion that it ain't gonna work out today. And God says, no, that's not where I seated you. It's gonna work out either way. All things work together for your good. So I had my opinion online and God's opinion online. He says, if you going to prosper, you have to die to your opinions and snatch hold to my opinions. We get to do that every day. Oh, I wouldn't been married for 10 years going on 11. Amen. Die to my opinions. Hold on. It's not about you winning this fight, Wendell. Mm-mm. It's about peace in your home. Because seeds can't grow when there's no peace. But if there's peace in the whole home, the seeds can grow. Try to grow some seeds and you disturbing that ground all day long, putting your hands in it. Uh-oh. He says, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Don't put your hands in. Just like the story I always tell, I cracked that egg open for that bird, and that bird died before time because it was doing something to the beak that I didn't know. And I had good intentions, but I just should have left my hands out of it. Because once the mother felt, sensed my scent on him, guess what? It's over with. When I opened up that flower and I said, oh, I want to see this flower bloom. And I cracked it open. That flower died because I got my hands in it. God says, get your hands out of it and just get in the right position. Let the seed hit the heart so it can grow in its proper way. Come on now. I know I'm preaching today. Let it grow. Just keep coming and hearing this word. Get into the right position. Just keep coming and hearing this word. Get in the right position. And what happened is, a person that said, I ain't gonna never preach up here, is now saying, I'm preaching next week. You see how this happens? I ain't never going to preach. Yeah, I'm preaching. Wow.
Glory to God.
I was talking to Jacob. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. What is it saying? It's more real than a sword. Wow. We believe in the sword and the natural thing more than we believe in God's word. That's where I say, watch your words. Words cut deep.
That's true.
It's the difference between Saul and Paul. When Saul was hearing that if y'all ain't been doing good, I gotta cut you, he used the same word of God to cut people. But once he got Jesus into his heart, y'all, he stepped on this side after he got knocked down off that horse. He said, man, I can't do this to y'all no more because I love y'all. I gotta ask y'all this question. What position are you on this morning? Where is your mind at? Are you a victim or are you a victor? Are you going to get the victory, or you understand that the victory is already won? Only thing I have to do is speak his word over and over and over again. You see, a powerful river happens by consistency of drops and drops and drops, and it divides the land. And that's what his word is doing to your heart when we're in worship. We're not just waking up early in the morning, wasting our time. We're allowing the word to penetrate our hearts and our souls and our minds and our strength. So when we go out throughout the day, you ain't got to cuss nobody out.
True.
You ain't got to get into unnecessary arguments.
I'm trying to tell you.
You can allow God to grow your business. He can grow you emotionally. Where you so disturbed, but now I'm so focused on Christ, I can't see nothing but winning.
All I knew is
no matter what. Finances, emotional, spiritual, physical. It affects every area of your life, man. All five areas that I learned about in college of how to self-help this, how to self-help that. He said, once you place me there, I will lift you up. I forgot about this story. I'll skip that. This is the last thing I want to end on. It says, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit, much again, grain. And that's the thing I want to say to you. You know what I mean? Allow the seed to die. You know, when that guy came in, I said, Lord, the spirit of boldness came on me, and I did a real good job. He said, no, you didn't do a good job. It was the Christ in you, the boldness. He says, you're just in the right position. He says, it's me coming out. This is not about bench pressing contests. This is not about willpower. This is about position, man. When you're in the wrong position, you actually work harder than you're supposed to work. When you're in the right position, I don't say this to be boastful, but I just don't get into arguments no more.
Come on, wow.
I told you about the big goat. God got to see behind you all. But if you think that he's just in this small container of big goat, if somebody steals your water and run away with, you got to go chase and get your water back. If you believe you got an ocean supply behind you, yeah, and somebody just scooped something and ran with your ocean supply, you go, what's wrong with him? You majoring over minor stuff.
Come on, man.
And you lost the focus of, it's all about you. It's all about you. The song says, I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. We make it about something else. I got to win this. Let that seed go. Sow God's word into it and step back and watch. The Bible says the seed grows all by itself. Once you plant the seed in your heart, it's going to grow. The Bible says one person may come and water the seed. One person may sow the seed. So that's our position. He says, but who brings the increase? God brings the increase. So after I sow, after I do what I'm supposed to do, I'm chilling, man. I'm resting. And you should too. Speak the word over your heart in the situation and rest. Watch him be real in your life. It's the reason why I tell so many stories, because I've applied them in so many areas that I'm going to have stories every week. I'm going to apply them in something this week that I'm thinking about. And he's going to work out in that. And he wants you to do the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can somebody go get Keisha for me? I'm done. Amen. Amen. Did y'all enjoy that?
Yeah.
You know,